It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pam Boyd. She is the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Coming up on August 12th, we have a great event, one of my favorite programs that United Way offers, and it's called Souls to Souls. And you know what? This is a great event if you need shoes for school, to go back to school. You know what? Every kid should have a set of brand new shoes to go back to school, and the United Way is there, and they're going to help you hook up with this one. So it's coming up on August 12th. It'll start at 9 in the morning. It'll go until noon or until we're out of shoes.
Right.
Pam, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
So let's talk about, as I said, this is one of my favorite programs that United Way does. There's just something about it, I don't know what it is, that just makes me feel good inside and gives me that warm, fuzzy feeling. So let's talk about Souls to Souls for a moment.
Well, like you, this is one of my favorite programs that we do also. And, you know, basically the thought is you need to start your school year out on a strong footing. And so we are taking that very literally and starting kids out, you know, in a pair of shoes that quality pair of shoes that will fit them right.
And there are some things that, you know, we talked about the fact that but if you're going to head down there, probably some things that you'll need to bring. Socks are one of them.
Yeah, socks is the big one. You know what? We're not asking for any documentation or any. You don't have to fill out an application or anything. You know, come on down. We will fit you up with a pair of shoes. Have your kids. You need to have your kids there so that we can make sure that the shoes fit them and that we got them in the right size. But kids and socks, and you're ready.
And I think that's really important that you guys are doing that as well. As you said, you'll have people there to fit the shoe to the kid and make sure that those they fit, make sure they're not too tight, make sure they're not too loose, make sure that they're good enough and ready for them to get back to school. Because, you know, as we said, this is like one thing that a kid shouldn't have to worry about is a brand new pair of shoes if they're headed to school.
Well, yeah, and I want to make sure that people understand too that we have sizes for like little kids size 7, preschool size 7 up to men's size 13 and women's size 12. So it's literally preschool through high school kids. You're welcome to come down and we will fit you up.
And as I said, last year, we talked about this event all the time last year. You went through it real quick. How long did it take you before you were out of shoes last year?
You know what? It was the first year and we had 125 pairs of shoes that were gone in 20 minutes. So we started taking names and phone numbers and we ordered shoes for people and we ended up giving out 282 pairs of shoes here in Price. And so this year we are better prepared and we have 480 pair of brand new shoes that we're going to, back to school shoes that we're going to fit up for kids and give away. But we also have a whole lot of donated shoes that we're going to give away. You know, you can get your back to school pair of shoes and that will be one per kid. But you know what? We'll have some sandals. We'll have some other shoes. You know, you're welcome to take those in addition to the back to school shoes. We are going to have shoes and shoes and shoes at this event.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That is okay. Once again, you'll be doing this on Saturday, August 12th from 9 to noon down there in the Peace Gardens. You know, and I think the great thing is, and that we need to reiterate this, you don't need to qualify for anything.
No, we have wonderful sponsors. We are very, very grateful to the Sorensen Legacy Foundation, to Union Pacific Foundation, and to Rocky Mountain Power. And they've funded this program and made it possible for us to purchase the shoes and give them out. So yes.
That is just the big event here. But Souls to Souls actually goes on all through the year. And that's where I think that's my favorite part is, you know, when you talk about the fact that, you know, we have you have teachers or you have a school counselor that says, hey, I've got a kid here and they need some new shoes. They look like they're a size 8. And Pam's like, okay, I'll be there in a minute. Let me go see what I got, right? And that's the best part of this.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that a kid should have. A kid should not be thinking about their feet. They should be thinking about their schoolwork. And so we can make that happen. We can affect that change.
All right. And, of course, with this, if you have, can you ever have enough shoes if people wanted to donate more?
Oh, yeah. People want to donate new shoes. We'll always accept new shoes donations.
All right. So all you've got to do is get together what you want to give and give her a call down there at the United Way office, which the phone number is
435-637-8911. Or you can email me at liveunited@uweu.org.
So get all your stuff together. If you want to, if you've got shoes you want to donate, give Pam a call down there at the office. If you need shoes, put that date on your calendar, August 12th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. there in the Peace Gardens on Main Street in Price. It is the Souls to Souls pop-up shop, and this is going to be a lot of fun, but maybe be there early because it might go quick.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how it's going to go. Plainly, from last year.
You never
but you
know.
You know what? We will give away shoes, and it'll be great. It'll be great.
They'll take care of you. Once again, it's the United Way Souls to Souls pop-up shop, August 12th here in Price at the Peace Garden, starting at 9 in the morning. Pam, thank you so much for coming in and talking this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having us, and see everybody on Saturday, the 12th.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.